You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Beaches in Skinny Atlas are still closed as experts continue to test the algal blooms for toxins. As a precaution, Clift Park and Skinny Atlas Country Club have been off limits since Tuesday. Onondaga County Public Health Official Jeff Till hopes lab results will be ready for Wednesday, but he says information should be available by this weekend at the latest. He is warning people to avoid algae until further notice.
Residents should stay away from any bloom that they suspect in the area. Don't swim in it, don't fish in it, don't use it for drinking water. If it is confirmed toxic and animals or humans come in contact with it, it could certainly cause issues. If you get it on your skin, it would cause skin irritation. If you ingested it or your pet ingested it, it could cause very serious health effects.
Till says it's best to stay away from any green scum on the surface of the water.
You should always avoid an algal bloom, whether or not it's toxic, whether or not it's known to be toxic. Even if it's not toxic, it could have cyanobacteria in it, which can also cause health problems.
He says that can include skin or eye irritation, diarrhea, and or vomiting. At this time, the county has no indication there should be any concern for the drinking water taken from the lake that serves most of Syracuse and some suburbs. But if test results for toxins come back positive, City Water Commissioner Joe Awald says the city is prepared to handle it.
We have a plan in place where we would then begin additional chlorine dosage at the intake and in our finished water supply well in Skinny Atlas Gatehouse, similar procedure to what we did last year.
Which Awald says mitigated any increased level of toxin. The city's Department of Water tests two locations, where the water is drawn at 25 to 40 feet deep and at the water's surface. Awald says the water is tested weekly throughout the year, but testing increases to daily when algae appears. More information as well as the latest test results on the algal bloom in Skinny Atlas can be found at ongov.net. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.